universe, God, Buddha, Allah, the Orisha, the ancestors, whatever you believe in, Christ, Jesus, in the manger, okay? Soon as you say and you tell your subconscious mind that I would never do this, I'm never doing that. No, there's no way. No way. But then you have these goals. And so what universe has been showing me is that exactly what you said you would never do is exactly what you need to do. Number one, to get out of your comfort zone. And number two, to gain a wider perspective and understanding of the world around you. Because once you get to the goal, once you are right at the grasp of attaining that goal, guess what? Everything that you have learned along the way is essential for you to become successful and to reach the goal and stay in the presence of the success of that goal that you've attained, that you've now acquired. And basically it's growth, and it's not going to be a straight line. It's not linear, right? We know that it's going to be up and down. It's going to be up and down to that process. See, here's the thing about entrepreneurship, you guys. Whenever you're starting something new, whether it's a company, a brick and mortar business, both of which I've done, it never gets any easier, and you never lose the butterflies in your stomach. I don't care how many businesses you open. I don't care how many companies you found, you start, you invest in, you will always have the butterflies. It's just like someone, or if you are someone who performs, you're an entertainer of some sort, whether that's acting or singing or a musician, right? Or all three, triple threat. Anybody can tell you who's ever been on stage, myself included. You always have butterflies until you actually step out and begin to do that thing, and within a matter of seconds or 60 seconds to 120 seconds, you find your rhythm, you find your groove, and you're right there. For instance, I always remember Beyonce saying in interviews that that's why she created her alter ego, Sasha Fierce. Because before going on stage, she was Beyonce. She was just herself, and she was her normal everyday person self. But in order to transform, in order to reach the people and have the impact that she wanted, she created this other side of herself that was still her, but it was the more confident one. It was the one who could get out there in front of thousands and millions of people and perform and have a huge impact on their lives, which in turn had a huge impact on her life. And so I feel like because we are human, we are so multifaceted in a way that we could be one way at home, just our normal schmegular-degular self. But as soon as we have to go out and perform in our workplaces and in our businesses, we have to put on this other side of us that not necessarily is a fake it till you make it kind of thing, but more so it's just a different version of you that is required to get the job done, and it is the one that pushes you into your greatness. Through all of this, and maybe you're in a similar situation where you have recently decided to do something goal-wise, entrepreneur-wise, career-wise, that has you terrified, that is unknown territory, and that you don't know how you'll reach it per se. You do know the steps that you have to take to get there, but you don't necessarily know, or you would prefer, we all would prefer to know the in-between steps, the in-between layers of accomplishing a goal. We all would like to know what that would look like. But the truth of the matter is that we don't know, and that sometimes the best thing that can happen to us is just to take the first step and to deeply immerse ourselves in that goal and deal with whatever challenges we face as they come. And I think that when we say things, write things in our journal, meditate on things, and it became clear to me that there was no way that I was going to get to here if I didn't do or make the decision that I've recently decided to make. And yes, we could have gotten there, but my hand in it, my grit, my blood, sweat, and tears would be entirely different. And maybe it wouldn't have been as impactful for me as a woman and as an individual outside of my role of wife and mom. And I just feel like the uncomfortable nature of going into unknown territory is oftentimes exactly what we need in order to progress, to grow, and to move forward into the people, persons, he, she, they, them, us that we need to be. And I often wonder if I don't make the decision, if I stay complacent, if I stay comfortable, how my life would be different. Would my view and expansion of the world around me change? Maybe it would. Maybe it would just take longer. Hey, y'all. Push that follow button on Apple iTunes and or Spotify. And while you're there, leave us a review in that little box, okay? We appreciate you. It helps the show and to be discovered more easily, okay? Because we can't do this thing called life alone, y'all. We appreciate you, family. Now let's get to the episode, okay? And I think that when we have to embrace unknown territory, we also have to level up our faith, level up our meditation life, prayer life, whatever that looks like for you and whatever you believe in. And I believe that we also, from my personal opinion, it is in these times where we really have to lean into our support systems as well. Because although we know that outside validation is not always necessary, it's reaffirming. And having just one person, whether that's just your spouse or a family member that you've shared what your goals are, who is supporting you, whether that's long distance or up close and personal. And there is a level of outside validation that you need, as I stated earlier, when people would, you know, report nice things to my lead agents about me and my abilities and my knowledge and my expertise in the industry, that was confirming and it was validating. And it just began to happen more frequently, which then in turn helped me make the decision because of that outside validation and confirmation of what I was doing and how I was doing it. And once you get to the point where that necessarily isn't the force that pushes you into your greatness and into whatever it is that you're trying to do, then your inner self, your inner confidence, and all of your chakras will align to help you no longer need as much outside validation. But when you're good at what you do and you are on the right path, you will get outside validation regardless if you want it, need it or not. And so I say that to say that outside validation, that's how it can be healthy. That's how it can help propel you. And that's how you can use it to help propel you into the greatness, the things that you're trying to accomplish. And it takes time. It took me a while, y'all, to get to this point. And I'm talking well over a year to get to this point. It took me a while, well over a year to get to this point. So do not rush yourself. Do not rush the process. And allow yourself to meditate on that thing. And it's okay if you are toiling back and forth with whatever decision that needs to be made. While you are in this thing that you said you would never do, or this path that you said that you would never take to reach your goal, but you know that it is good for you, and you know that it is going to propel you into the successes and greatness that you desire for your life, but to take a moment to breathe, to enjoy the things around us. And yes, a lot of our culture today is hustle and bustle. We also have to remember that there is more to it than that. And if your only goal is to chase the money, then you're doing it all wrong. And that's why when I started telling you guys my personal story, where I am right now, and my long-term goal over the next year and a half, and the intention behind that is to serve people honestly, truthfully, and authentically, and to help them build wealth through home ownership. And so, as you noticed through this episode, I haven't said anything about the amount of money I want to earn, because the amount of money is not necessarily at the forefront of my mind. It is creating an atmosphere, creating a business, creating a brokerage where people want to come back and they want to refer their people to us, to me, to work with. Because when they work with me, they know that they'll get incredible, exceptional service. And that is the goal. And so no matter how much money you will make through your success, through your business, the goal should not necessarily be the money. We're not neglecting the money. We're not neglecting the cost that it will take to run the business, and or the money that we will earn through our job and the commission that we will earn through our job and our business. But that is only for the sake of not being in a hole and being good stewards over the wealth that we're earning, right? But the goal has to be much deeper than that. The intention has to be much, much deeper than that. And soon, as the seasons begin to change again, we will be needing to set intentions for the next year. And so right now is the time to start, y'all, okay? Right now is the time to start for next year and to lay out the path, and bringing out the journal, writing it down, and then burning it, whatever you feel like you need to do, taking it to God in prayer, taking it to meditation, getting it into your subconscious mind, that whatever the steps are that are necessary, that you will take them, you will do it wholeheartedly, and you will set the intention right now for what it is that you're trying to earn, finish. If you're in the middle of doing something and you have yet to finish such a school or higher education, and knowing that you can attain that thing and that you are right there at the cusp, in the brink. And a lot of times I think what universe God is trying to show us is that it's not necessarily the goal that we need to reach, but just taking the necessary step to take to come out of our comfort zone and to do things that we thought we would never do, and to break free of complacency, because complacency keeps us in places with people and in situations longer than we need to. And so one of my life goals has always been to not get so complacent in where I am that I am not accepting and embracing change, because so many things are changing around us right now in the world, in our carnal world that we live in. We can be all of this spiritual, self-reflective accountability of self that we want to be. We are not paying attention to the things that are happening around us in the world. We are missing out. We cannot be so closed off in living our life that we are not fully aware of what's happening around us, because that too affects us, because we are living our human experience right now. So we can tune out certain things, but to tune out everything, we do ourselves a disservice. We have to be aware of the things happening around us, because they affect us and they are going to affect our future children, or children if you have them already. And so I encourage you in this episode, family, the whole point is to encourage you and to let you know that you are not the only one out here making decisions and scared as fuck while you're doing it. Okay? You're not the only one. I'm right there with you. It doesn't matter how long you've been in your industry. It doesn't matter how long you've had that kind of business and you're starting a new business, or you're starting an extension of the business you already have, or you're founding a new company, or you're trying to get this new promotion that's going to stretch and pull and bend you in ways that you've never done before. I'm telling you now, it's only hard now because we haven't stepped fully on stage yet. Okay? So y'all know where to find me. You know how to write to me and or leave me a voice message. You'll always stay anonymous. Write to me. Send me a voicemail if you have something to share, or if something on the episode resonated with you and you just want to share. Till next time, y'all. Peace and blessings.